Transformed by Truth, Overcoming the Shadows of Shame. There is a song by Noel Coward, based on the words of Rudyard Kipling, "Only mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun." Today, as we embark on a journey of truth, we're going to examine an encounter that takes place during the midday sun. And we'll explore the depths of the encounter that Jesus had with a Samaritan woman at the well. In the midst of the heat and brightness of the noontime sun, Jesus unravels the shadows of shame that entangled the Samaritan woman's soul, and she was transformed by the power of truth. As we delve into this passage, guided by the Holy Spirit, may we also be transformed by the power of truth. We're going to read John chapter 4, verses 5 to 26. Jesus came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water." "But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water." "Go and get your husband," Jesus told her. "I don't have a husband," the woman replied. Jesus said, "You're right, you don't have a husband, for you have had five husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You certainly spoke the truth." "Sir," the woman said, "you must be a prophet. So tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place of worship, while we Samaritans claim it is here at Mount Gerizim, where our ancestors worshipped?" Jesus replied, "Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus told her, "I am the Messiah." Confronting the reality of sin. The Samaritan woman went to the well at the time of day when she thought no one else would be mad enough to be there. She was a woman who, by both Jewish and Samaritan standards, was living in the shadows of shame, and she wanted to avoid the stares and sneers of those who thought they were better than her. As she reached the well, it was not a mad person that she encountered. With the noon sun high in the sky, she discovered the brightest sun she would ever see, Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus' words to the Samaritan woman pierce through the facade of her life, revealing the truth about her past and present relationships. "The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Jesus addresses the brokenness and sinfulness in her life with compassion, but also with unwavering truth. God's truth confronts us with the reality of our own sinfulness, prompting us to acknowledge our need for both redemption and transformation. The preacher and author Christine Kane said, "God's purpose is not to shame us, but to shape us, transforming our brokenness into beauty." Romans 3:23. "For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard." In this verse, the Apostle Paul captures the universal condition of humanity, sin. Regardless of our age, our race, our status, every person has fallen short of God's perfect standard. This truth humbles us, reminding us of our desperate need for a Saviour. It highlights the equality of all before God's judgment, emphasising the importance of humility and repentance. Embracing grace and forgiveness. Despite the woman's past mistakes and failures, Jesus extends grace and forgiveness to her. He does not condemn her, but he offers her living water, symbolizing the gift of eternal life and spiritual renewal. In the same way, God's grace is available to all who repent and turn to him, washing away our sins and empowering us to live transformed lives. Max Lucado said, "Grace is not about the absence of sin, but about the presence of Jesus." Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. "He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins." Here in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, Paul emphasizes the richness of God's grace and God's kindness towards us. Through the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on the cross, God offers us forgiveness and redemption. This verse underscores the central theme of the gospel, salvation through Christ's atoning sacrifice. It reminds us of the magnitude of God's love and the depth of his mercy, motivating us to respond with gratitude and faith. Walking in the light of truth. As the Samaritan woman receives Jesus' truth and grace, she experiences a transformation that compels her to leave her water jar behind and share the good news with others. In the same way, when we encounter the truth of God's word and experience his forgiveness, we are called to walk in the light, leaving behind the shadows of shame and living boldly for Christ. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. "But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin." In this verse, the Apostle John describes the transformative power of walking in the light of God's truth. As Christians, our fellowship with God and one another is grounded in our shared experience of his light. This fellowship is not superficial, but deeply relational, characterized by authenticity and mutual accountability. Through Jesus' blood, he shed it on the cross for us. Because he shed his blood on the cross, we experience continual cleansing from sin, enabling us to live lives of purity and holiness. In summary, these verses from John, Romans, Ephesians, and 1 John collectively illuminate the foundational truths of the Christian faith. The universality of sin, the richness of God's grace, and the transformative power of Christ's sacrifice. All of these remind us of our need for salvation, the abundance of God's mercy, and the ongoing process of sanctification in the light of his truth. As we think about these truths, may they inspire us to live lives that honour God and reflect his love to the world around us. As we reflect on the transformative power of truth in the Samaritan woman's life, let's examine our hearts and invite God to reveal any areas of darkness or shame. May we humbly receive his grace and forgiveness, allowing his truth to penetrate our souls and set us free. Let's walk in the light of his truth, sharing the message of redemption and hope with a world in need. Today, I urge you to embrace the truth of God's word and his unfailing love for you. Allow his grace to wash over you, cleansing you from all shame and guilt. Step out of the shadows and into the light, living as a transformed ambassador of Christ in a world desperate for his truth and grace. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he empower you to live victoriously in the truth of his word. Amen.